we're going streaking. They clearly have gone streaking in Beantown. 13 wins in a row here for the Red Sox. Going to take on the Orioles today after sweeping away the Rays. Jensen, do you want to get in front of the train that is the Boston Red Sox?
I don't, but the argument could be pretty stringent if you consider the Baltimore Orioles have the second most wins in Major League Baseball since July 1st. Only the Red Sox have more. So you have two pretty potent forces headed straight at each other in a good old-fashioned American League East showdown. I did lay the $1.41 on the Red Sox at Novig, looking like Circa is one of the better prices now on Boston at minus $1.38. Some of the numbers to keep in mind here, Baltimore actually is underwater. They're 12-14 on the money line as a road underdog, which they are tonight. I'd also look at the under if you can find a nine, Dave. Boston 26-19-3 to the under as a home team there at Fenway Park in 2026. And you got a guy, as I mentioned before, it is going to be Peyton Tolley that's going to get the ball for the Boston Red Sox. Outside of Jake Bennett, you have two of the top 14 starting pitchers the last couple of weeks in Major League Baseball in Bennett and Tolley. Shane Boz going for the Orioles tonight, so should be a tightly contested matchup, but I'll stay with the hottest team going, man. Give me win number 14 for the Boston Red Sox on the money line tonight.
But the Dodgers and the Phillies, Dodgers, you know, not great before the break, come out a little indifferent. Both teams against the Yankees over the weekend and the boogie down continue this now on the East Coast swing. And now you go to the Phillies. So if it's not a Dodgers-Yankees preview in a World Series, I wonder if we might get a Dodgers-Phillies preview starting tonight at Citizens Bank Park.
Well, I think that would be great for me from a future standpoint now with La Roja, Spain, lifting the trophy in the World Cup, parlayed with the Phillies to win the World Series. Now have a 109-1 Phillies World Series ticket. That is going to be juicy, especially if they find their way into the National League Championship Series. Could that be a preview tonight? Well, the pitching matchup, pretty good. Emmett Sheehan going to go for the Dodgers here, plus $1.13 at DraftKings, plus $1.19 at Circa. Rarely, Dave, do we get Christopher Sanchez at this short of a money line favorite price. It is going to be a Phillies money line play, I think, for me tonight. Only one time this year have the LA Dodgers been a road underdog. Let me say it again. One time this year, Dave, the Dodgers have been a road underdog, which they will be tonight. They are 1-0 in that scenario, but I will much rather back Christopher Sanchez, looking for a bounce back here. I'm sure he's got the all-star outing in his mind and wants to kind of alleviate what that looked like for him. A little extra rest for him to get going. Phillies are 26-16 as a home favorite on the money line, which they will be tonight. And I will look it up here real quickly and see what the Phillies are and Christopher Sanchez starts overall this year. I would wager that it has been pretty solid. 14-6 they are, the Phillies are, when Christopher Sanchez takes the ball here. So winners of four of the last five Christopher Sanchez starts, including a couple of those at home, an 8-0 shutout win over the Pirates, 15-3, a drubbing of the Mets the last couple of times he has taken the ball at Citizens Bank Park for the Phillies, as he will tonight.
We've already tried to block that one out of the memory bank here, Jensen, for Met fans. White Sox and Rangers will do battle deep in the heart of Texas. Kind of keep waiting for the Rangers to get on the good foot and go. White Sox continuing after the break. Pretty good series to begin it with a series win against Toronto. What do you expect down there in Arlington today?
Boy, intriguing pitching matchup tonight, Dave. Eric Fetty is going for the Chicago White Sox, and all he's done is been a run prevention pitcher in a really consistent way. Nine consecutive starts entering tonight, Dave, where he has surrendered three runs or fewer. I very much like the under angle tonight because on the other side, we get old Jacob deGrom at Globe Life Park there in Arlington. Seven of his eight home starts this year, Dave, he has allowed two runs or fewer. I sniff a first five under from our great friend Will Hill. This might be one of those first five that he likes to tackle, but I'll stay with the full game total under eight. If you can find an eight, I would grab it just for that half run push ability there. The 7.5 usually scares me where you might get a run there in the ninth to push it to a 5-3 or something like that. So I'd rather pay a little bit extra to get to that under eight, if that's what you can find. But again, two guys that have been going really well, and particularly what Eric Fetty has done in nine consecutive starts spanning a couple of months. So under eight, the 7.5, I'm not as confident on. So I want a flat eight if I'm going to play that under there tonight.
Stay out west here in the American League with the Mariners. Reds coming to town here. Maybe, again, challenging when it comes to scoring runs tonight here at T-Mobile Park?
Yeah, I mean, I got burned on all the unders yesterday, so I'm going right back to the well. Why the hell not? Andrew Abbott, actually, a good spot to back here. Five of his last eight road starts, Dave, allowing three runs or fewer. And I also get George Kirby on the mound for the Seattle Mariners tonight. They have been pretty productive to the under as a home favorite, which they are here. 25-18, the Mariners, seven games over 500, if you will, playing the under. Again, this is an under eight that I'd rather pay up for a little bit, Dave. It is at 7.5 in a lot of different places. The Reds just coming from Coors Field. Boy, you could not get two different places. A lot of runs in Denver. You will not get a lot of runs, I think, in this series with the way the Mariners pitching staff has been. And to that end, Dave, the Mariners have been inconsistent offensively here. So yeah. I'll take Abbott and his ability to neutralize here, especially away from Great American Ballpark. Let's play an under eight between the Reds and the Mariners later on tonight.
You know, you look at Seattle now, they've played exactly 100 games, 62 to go, and they're sitting at 50-50. This is a team that I think you and I both look at and say, boy, if they hit their ceiling, they could be arguably the best in the American League, but we haven't really seen that yet. Like, we haven't seen that ceiling here, Jensen. Some people are now starting to question whether or not the vaunted rotation that we look in, day out is really as vaunted as I think we're led to believe on paper. The Rangers are still a half game up in this division. Out of those two teams, and it does feel like a two-horse race, with all due respect to Houston, who's only four games back, but they're on a four-game losing skid. We don't know what they're going to do at the trade deadline. The Athletics and the Angels, they're done for the year. When you handicap those two teams at the top of the West, do you look at it like both of these teams have underachieved? Because certainly feels like Seattle, at least to date, has not been as good as we think they can be.
Oh, Seattle has way underachieved offensively. Third worst run scoring team in baseball this year, and they are dead last in batting average. Yet, Dave, they are 50-50. And that just tells you how ridiculously good that their pitching staff is. The rotation, lowest walks per nine in baseball, fifth best rotation ERA, third lowest walks hits per inning pitched. You're just not creating traffic against that rotation. I would believe that we are counting the starts remaining for Luis Castillo in a Mariner uniform. That has been the name that has really surfaced a lot in where Jerry DePoto, their president of baseball operations, has been looking to shop one of their starters to get a middle of the order bat. And you would envision that it's probably a right-handed bat, but I don't think they're going to be too particular in that regard. I would say with Texas, and it was only the Rangers and the Orioles at the beginning of the year that I played 30-1 World Series futures on, respectively. Texas has found a way, because the back end of their bullpen has actually been way better than actually I think on paper we thought they would be this year. It still is league average to a touch under that. But let's face it, it's about the consistency of their offense. They're 24th in runs scored. They're 18th in homers. They don't score a lot. They don't steal a lot of bases. So what can you get series in and series out? This is a hell of a stretch for Texas right now. Home against Chicago, then they get four head-to-head against Seattle, then they got to go down to Tampa to take on the Rays. So it could be moving day in the American League West race here quite quickly, knowing it's a four-game head-to-head series beginning on Friday night.
To win the ALCS, look at the difference in the odds for those two teams, even though the Rangers have a half-game lead. Plus 475 on Seattle, plus 750 on the Rangers. So at least in the betting market, they're still believing Seattle is the superior team out of those two teams out west. What does Will Hill think? We always like to get his opinions on this program as well. The King of Connecticut will join us with some of his baseball bets that he has, and maybe some football selections as well. That's next right here on VSiN by the Books.